Heterodyne. I've been studying subatomic physics casually for several decades now. And one day, I was struck by an idea. I call it the heterodyne model. It's a totally different view of the very, very small. I won't go into all the details here. If you want the details, go to marianmikoski.com, click on technical, then click on heterodyne physics. This narration is about the history and politics of the heterodyne model. Briefly, the heterodyne model replaces quantum theory and challenges several basic assumptions of the current view of physics. I joined several discussion groups and presented my findings. The funniest thing that happened was that one of the groups threw me out for posting anti-physics spam. The other weird thing from this group was that I got a comment ridiculing my chemically triggered liquid metal fusion post and my statement that this process might be able to generate temperatures hot enough to trigger fusion in hydrogen gas. I would have given this post more weight if it hadn't ended in wah-ha-ha-ha-ha. Not to mention that the comment was off topic, as we'd been talking about the heterodyne model. Did someone protest too much? Why change the subject in that particular direction? Wikipedia says, red mercury is a substance of uncertain composition purportedly used in the creation of nuclear weapons as well as a variety of unrelated weapons systems. Because of the great secrecy surrounding the development and manufacture of nuclear weapons, there is no proof that red mercury exists. The other interesting result I got on the heterodyne model was in a more serious group that seemed to have a lot of, quote, real physicists. They wouldn't allow me to post anything about the heterodyne model. The reason they cited was that I had claimed particles were made of photons. I refuted that by citing the fact that electrons have been, quote, made out of high-energy photons. The moderator did not directly answer me. He said I had made a mistake in physics, but he did not bother to tell me what that mistake was. These are not the actions of people who want to discover the truth. These are the actions of people who want to preserve a view of reality in which they are heavily invested. I imagine the guys who'd spent decades studying epicycles were devastated when Copernicus said that the Earth revolves around the Sun and not vice versa. Epicycles were replaced by a much simpler system. If the heterodyne model is correct, then the elaborate structure of quarks and so forth of the standard model can all be explained by simple photon interactions. The heterodyne model is much simpler than quantum mechanics, and it's also a deterministic model as opposed to the probabilistic model of quantum theory. I'm not saying that the heterodyne model is useful or correct. I'm just saying that it deserves more serious examination than being dismissed out of hand. Authoritarian secrecy is holding us back from real scientific progress. Physics today is more of a religion than a science. The Big Bang Theory is the creation myth, and all those physics PhDs in universities are the priesthood. Freedom works. Slavery sucks. Yeah.